Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaim Ariel Yehoshua ben Tamar Yehudis, Sashar Cholei Yisrael, based in the Torah, Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva Zetzal. V'kacho tochlu oso, masnechem, chagurim, na'alechem, bo'ergleichem, ma'kelchem b'yedchem, v'achaltem oisoi b'chipozoin, Pesach hu l'Hashem. Thus you shall eat it, your hips belted, your sandals on your feet, your staffs in your hand, and you shall eat it in a hurry. It is a Pesach for Hashem. Talking about how we are supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. So this din is knowing only the Pesach Mitzrayim and not the Pesach Doiris. And being kol adinim anishnim beparsha, yeshnam yalfusois, eze noagim ledoiris, veeze memra rak ledorahu. So the various dinim we have in this parsha, we have limudim, which are noag ledoiris, and which only for that year, only for Pesach Mitzrayim. We once had a very long shir on B'siyata Dishmaya, and then since Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris, B'siyata Dishmaya Gedola. However, in the Ramban, we find 12:9. This pasuk is 12:11. Kol ha-mitzvah v'gufa Pesach, mitzvah l'doros. Aval ha-mitzvah b'oichlim kegoin masnechem chagurim, v'hadam ala mashkoif, einenu rak l'pesach b'pesach Mitzrayim. The mitzvahs in the Guf HaPesach are l'doros, to have a Korban Pesach. And the mitzvahs and how to eat it, in other words, masnechem chagurim ve'adam ala mashkof, is only Pesach Mitzrayim. But Guf HaPesach, the body of the Pesach, that's l'doros. But what the eaters have to do, in that they have to have masnechem chagurim, that they have to have their belts on and their sandals on their feet and their staffs in their hands. So that is something that is only in Pesach Mitzrayim. Whereas when it comes to the Guf HaPesach, the body of the Pesach itself, that's the Torah. The Gemara has Yalfuso, says Limudim, for each din. And the Ramban is Koveh Klal. And this is not a Siman Chitzoni, we have to understand the essence of this simen, that's mechalik between the Gufa Korban and those who eat from the Korban Pesach. It says in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu 2:2, Haloich v'korosa ba'ozne Yerushalayim le'mor, zacharti lach chesed nurayich, avas kluloisayich, lechteich acharai b'midbor, be'eretz lo zruah. So we have to understand why this kriya is dafka l'Yerushalayim. Why Dafka call in the ears of Jerusalem that I remember the chesed of your Ne'urim? It's amazing. You can sing this pasuk 10,000 times and not think of this simple question. Go and call in the ears of Yerushalayim that I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of you when we first got married, that you went after me in the midbar in an unplanted desert. So this is really something. Why Dafka Bozne Yerushalayim? Why not generally call to the Jewish people? Achein b'kan, anachnu megi'im lehara atzilit ve'adina me'od, shenit orera mikidushat ha'chag. Hakol modim shehagula hayta be'orta. The etzem hagula we see in the Gemara in Brachos 9a was at night. And the Yitzia, when did they actually leave? They only left in the morning, but the Geula was at night. Makas Bechoros was at night, Achilas Korban Pesach, and then in the morning was the actual Yitzia. So we have to understand why was the Geula split up into two shlavim, into two different stages, and the Geula and the Yitzia didn't come together in one shot. Biur Adavar, that the first time the Erev Rav was mentioned was in the pasuk of Vagam Erev Rav Alaitam. The Erev Rav came with them, that's in the morning. When they actually went out, the Erev Rav went out with them. So if the Geula and the Yetziyah were at the same time, then the problem is that the Geula would have included the Erev Rav, and we don't really want that. We don't want the beginning of the Jewish people, the Hascholos Knesset Israel, to start mit an Erev Rav. V'arei hatchalat kol havaya moral atzmiuta. V'yamash ma she'ein tikun liYisrael, ki davar shenitarev mitchilat briyuto, einoi botol. So the beginning of every existence shows the essence of this existence, and would be mashma then that there's no tikkun for the Jewish people, because something that was mixed in from the beginning of its bria is not batal. Kol davar shenitarev mitchilat briyato einoi batal. There's no din bittul in something that was mixed in from the get-go, from the outset. That's a din in yeladeya. The darish and asarev mitchilas briyaso isn't batal. V'cheno yichas v'shalom gam b'Yisrael. So this would have been the problem in Klal Yisrael. Had the Erev Rav gotten mixed in, so then they would never have been batal. And only because the Erev Rav was added on, was annexed after the birth of the Jewish people, we can get rid of them. In other words, it wasn't Tarovis Mitchilas Briyaso, there's no Bittul. But now that they were Misarev afterwards, now there's Bittul. And therefore the Geula comes at night, in order that at the moment of the birth of Knesset Yisrael, we should be Tahoiro v'shleima v'kula v'li siyag. We should be completely pure, without any dross. And the Geula and the Yetziyah didn't come at once, because the Yetziyah already has an Erev Rav. And then Rabbeinu adds that there's so much Erev Rav in the Doris that B'Doris HaChronim Nasu Heim L'Manhigim Ava B'Leil Tesvav Zeinen Mirfun Zei Frei Kedushis Yisrael Sheletis B'Taharosa V'Advorim Noikvim V'Yodim Ad Inkei Tohaim. So the Erev Rav only gets added in B'Zman HaYitziyah later, not B'Zman HaGeul at night. And therefore, there could be bittul afterwards of Shalvi Patel Mehem. We can divest ourselves of them. And unfortunately, we have a lot of these spiritual descendants of the Erev Rav who have joined the Knesset Yisrael. Kayadua v'kama fulsam mitoras hagcho. V'hine tzlil hakatuv mosnechem chagurim na'alechem beragleichem u'makelchem biyedchem hu ha'ishtadlut lichlol gam et uvdat ha'yitziyah b'toch ha'geula. So what we want to do is, we want to include the leaving in the geula. That's why our belts are all tied, our shoes are on our feet, our sandals are on our feet, and our staffs are in our hand. So that is koilel, that includes the fact that we're going out within the actual geula. Because the Na'alchem b'Na'alechem b'Raglechem u'Makelchem b'Yedchem is a description of a matzav of Yetziyah v'Halicha v'Derech. U'matzav zeh ba b'toras tzivui al achilas ha'korban b'leil tesvav. So this is how we eat the korban. So if you have a very sensitive ear, you will discern the desire of the Torah to include the Yetziyah, the actual leaving, the exodus from Egypt, at the time of the Geula, at the time of the eating of the Korban Pesach. Again, the Geula was at night, like it says in the Gemara in Brachas Tesamet Aleph. Kavonas hiskalus, hi liskot b'malat halechtech acharei b'midbar. The reason we want to include the Yetziyah with the Geula is so that the lechtech acharei b'midbar should already apply when they are still in their pure state before the ta'aroives of the Erev Rav in the morning, the following morning. So if we include the Yetziyah within the Geula on the night of the 15th, there is no Zecher to the Ta'aroives of the Erev Rav. Now the din of Kedushas Yerushalayim is because it is part of the Gimel Machanos. And the Gimel Machanos are rooted in the Degalim in the Midbar. And by the Degalim, מפארים מעלת ישראל ביחוסיהם לשבטיהם ובנשיאים שלהם, כמו שכתוב דגל מחנה פלויני, כלומר שהייחוס של שבט מישראל הוא בראש ומנהיג הערב רב, וערב רב תפילים ועומדים בחוץ. So we know that Kedushas Yerushalayim is because of the three machanas, right? There's the machana Hashchina, the machana Levina, via machana Yisrael. It's split up into three different sections, Kedushas Yerushalayim. And these three sections, right, the Mikdash, and then Har Bayis, and the rest of Yerushalayim, and these three sections are rooted in the Degalim in the Midbar. And the Degalim glorify the Maila of the Jewish people in that they are Messiaches to their Shevotim, and they have their Nesiim, Degel Machina this Nasi, Degel Machina that Nasi. So the Yichus is Meyuchas to the Rosh, to the Manig. The Erev Rav is Tafel, the Romi Bachutz, and Enlam Chiluk Shem La'atzman. B'shas ha-Degalim Tole Sholei Torah Ami. Am Yisrael ha-Meyuchas. B'nigud l'shlitas Amcha, Shenemar B'chei De'egel Shiches Amcha. In other words, now, at this time, when we have the Degalim, there's an emphasis on my nation, the Meyuchastik Am Yisrael, and not the mixture, the foreign mixture that came in and mixed into the Jewish people. And that's Amcha. God says to Moshe, Shiches Amcha. It's not God's nation, it's your nation, the Erev Rav. And therefore, the Kriya of Chesed Nurach comes Dafka to Yerushalayim. In other words, Yerushalayim again is the three camps, which reminds us of the Degalim in the Midbar. And that relates to Taras HaYichus, the pure genealogy. Those who carry within them the pure Kedushas Yisrael without any mixture, without any siyag. And the Pasuk tells us a big chiddush, that mitzad lechtam b'midbar tachas seder ha-degalim, ein makom l'pgam shel eruv koach achar shel ha-erev rav. When we're in this pure state, there's no mixture, there's no erev rav. That's the avas kuloi sayich. So that's mushrash, that's rooted in the night of the 15th before the actual Yetziah. That's why it says, halach v'karasa v'znei Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim equals the Gimel Machanas, which reminds us of the Degalim, where they also had Gimel Machanas in the Midbar, in the desert. They had three camps. So then they were Meyuchas to the Shvatim. That's Taras HaYichus. So that's why here, when we Zecharti L'Chesed Nureich Abbas Kul Asayich Lechtech Acharei Midbar, I already remember, the Taras HaYichus, your pure Yichus at the time when you went after me in the Midbar, meaning at the time of the Geula, at night, when you're reading the Karban Pesach, even before the Erev Rav, was mixed in. That's why it's Dafki Yerushalayim when you still have the pure Yichus. V'hainu she'adinim ba'oichlem einam noagim ledorot. She'arei rak lo'ochlim Pesach Mitzrayim lefnei ha'yitziyah she'yechet avuda zo l'skot miyad b'malat lechtech acharei b'amidbar v'rak dini ha'korban b'gufo noagim ledoros. And that's why the dinim of the eaters are not noag ledoros, because only those who ate the Pesach Mitzrayim before the Yitziyah, we have this avoda. In other words, they have to be zeicha to this maila of lechtech acharei b'midbar. What's a din in the eaters? That they're wearing their belts and their sandals and their staffs are in their hand, right? They already have the car keys. So that relates to the eaters. And that's only Pesach Mitzrayim, because they already have to be zeicha to the maila of lechtech acharei b'midbar. In other words, to be koilel the Yitziyah with the geula, the actual leaving of Mitzrayim with the redemption. That's what we have to do on Leil Tesvav. But that's not necessary L'doros. L'doros, all we have to do is eat the Gufa Pesach. But this avoida of the eaters, that they show that they're prepared to go in order to connect the actual leaving with the redemption, which happened at night, so that only applies at Pesach Mitzrayim. Rabbi said, what can I tell you? This is like a $20 million maimon. $20 million. Okay? So you can pay by check, by credit cards. You can spread out your payments over months. But not to me, to the Rabbanu Shalom, for this beautiful chesed that he gave us. He doesn't need your money. Liyah kesef liyazov, nu mashem. But you catch my drift, Rabbi Yisai. You hear such Torah, it's mamish worth olam amaloi. So Baruch Hashem, we'll be zocha to this, and we should be zocha to lech deichach rai b'midbar v'eretz lo zerua, that Hashem should remember that great chesed, that we followed him, we showed our trust in him, our love of him, and be zocha, we should be zocha to gulas olamim. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.